Good afternoon. Welcome back. Hour number three of Idaho Sports Talk. Caves and Prater are a little less crowded in here. But thanks to Dave Southern, Dave Harbison for joining us. You can get the full hour at KTIK.com. But it's time for Ask the AD. Boise State's Athletic Director Kurt Apfel joins us Thursdays at 5 o'clock. And he joins us here in the DataTel studio, actually on the Alpha Home Systems hotline. Kurt, how are you? And
good, guys. How's it going?
Happy New Year. I know there's a lot happening. We see the mayor is declaring a state of emergency so he can get some federal funds to help out. This weather has got to be insane. And I know last night's women's basketball game and this Saturday night's basketball game has to be a concern, doesn't it? And how you prepare for people to come in and out of Taco Bell Arena, Kurt?
No doubt. You know, our guys have been working all week long, and, you know, at least for now, it looks like the snow has let up. So we're just kind of being proactive and making sure that we make this place safe for our fans. They're clearing snow out of the parking lots and trying to get rid of the ice. And we want to make sure that we have a big crowd tomorrow night or Saturday night. And if we do, we also want to make sure that everybody's safe. So we're working on that as we speak.
Do you have an inside pipeline on the weather and what to expect at 9 o'clock Saturday night for fans to experience when they go into Taco Bell Arena starting at, say, 7:30 or 8 and coming out of Taco Bell Arena at 11:15 or 11:30?
Well, my prediction's, you know, 55 or 60 degrees and clear skies. So
Right. Okay. We'll
leave it at that. And, you know, I think our fans are fired up. It was a really, really good performance last night by our team and sitting at the top of the conference. And it's going to be a heck of a battle Saturday night. And if you're a college basketball fan, you're going to see two teams really battle. And I think it's going to be really fun. I think we'll have a great crowd there. Looking forward to it.
Kurt, we haven't talked after the Cactus Bowl down in Arizona. We spoke to you before the game, of course, in our Cactus Bowl Live program. But just your perspective on the bowl experience itself, of course, what you thought about the outcome and how that does or doesn't change what you think happened for the Boise State football team in 2016.
Well, the experience down there was terrific. It kind of had that Fiesta Bowl feel just because of the group that runs both games. And so I think our team and our staff and our coaches and their families, I think everybody was just treated just fantastic, and everybody had a great time. And then, you know, in terms of the game, I mean, it was disappointing. We had a lot of good practices before then, and I know that our team had different expectations in terms of how the game ended up. And, you know, I can tell you, I was in that locker room after that game, and there was a lot of disappointed faces around there. And, you know, it's funny when you look back at that game, the score obviously was, it was kind of hard to measure what type of game it was, but, you know, you turn around three or four plays in that game and we might be having a different conversation now with the two interceptions and, you know, the penalty that was called on the punt. That could have been kind of a change of momentum. And I just mentioned those three plays because I think if those ended up differently, you know, that game could have been, you know, a completely different outcome. So you always look back to three or four instances in a game and you say, man, if that could have been different, that the outcome might have been different than it was. And, but no doubt, our guys and our coaching staff extremely disappointed. That was not their plan to go down there and have that happen. And hopefully they can use that as motivation going forward. And, you know, as you guys know, when we lose a bowl game over the last 10 years, the next year turns out to be pretty special somehow. So I'm hopeful that we can do that again.
Kurt, the fans have spoken, the vocal fans especially. You know, we just had a media roundtable here, so the media knuckleheads have spoken. Just your thoughts on the entire season. Didn't quite reach the expectations, but heck, you still won 10 games. Lots of pros and cons. Your thoughts?
Well, the numbers of the wins and losses, Mike, I mean, unless it's just a horrific year, which we've, you know, been fortunate enough to never go through. But, you know, our goals are pretty simple. You walk in that football center and it talks about winning a conference championship and winning a bowl game. And I think that's how we measure our success within our program. Brian Harsin and I agree that that is the goal at the beginning of the year. And so regardless of, you know, how the year ended up record-wise, those two things were not accomplished. And so in terms of, now don't get me wrong, I take 10-3 most times without a doubt, as I'm sure any other athletic director across the country would. But, you know, our main focus is winning the Mountain Division and winning a conference championship game and playing in a bowl game and being successful in that game as well. And obviously those things weren't accomplished. And, you know, hopefully we can turn that around. But reaching the goals of the team is what it is at the end of the day, and that obviously did not happen.
We're asking the AD, Boise State Athletic Director Kurt Apsey, on Sports Radio The Ticket, Thursdays at 5 with Caves and Prater. Kurt will stay with that. This is a football program that you could argue is disappointed in a 10-3 record, or maybe even at 10-2. Is there any danger in that, in how this program rolls forward, or is there pride in that?
I don't know. It's probably a little of both. I mean, how many people in Division I college football would give their right arm to be 10-3? So I guess that's one way to look at it. But, you know, expectations of this program, as you guys know, are very, very high. And I think, to be honest, sometimes they might be a little bit unrealistic. But I also understand that, you know, we have a very passionate fan base who cares about this program and wants it to be successful. And, you know, that's what we're going to continue to try and do. I guess it's the good and the bad of it. The expectations are high, and, you know, we're 10-3 and everyone's asking questions, but at the same time, we're 10-3. But the bottom line for us is the goals of our team, like I said earlier, are to win a conference championship and win a bowl game. And that did not happen. And, that is certainly, without a doubt, the most disappointing part of the season.
Part of our roundtable was trying to talk about ways that this football program can get better. Every single conversation we had talked about what is happening on the field. There's also lots of good and lots of, well, I shouldn't say lots. There's lots of good and some bad things. There's some red flag things or some areas that you want to clean up. Attendance, season ticket sales, late night TV games, fan discord, all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. Where do you think this football program needs to get better off the field?
Well, you know, our guys, and not just football, but our entire department, I don't know if this is out yet, but I'm going to talk about it. I think off the field in terms of being in the classroom, this past fall semester, we had a record semester GPA of 3.24. That's the highest ever. We had a record cumulative GPA of 3.27. That's the highest ever. It's the first time all of our sports have had a 3.0 cumulative GPA. Football had a 3.09 cumulative. They're the top 10% in the country. So we're getting it done in the classroom. And, you know, we talk about compete for championships and getting degrees and doing well in school here. So that part of it, everybody's doing a terrific job. You know, off the field issues with all of our student athletes, we got to realize sometimes they're teenagers and they make mistakes, and we try to coach them up as much as possible. And I think overall we've done a pretty good job of that. And I think we're following the rules and we're doing it the right way. And so, you know, Mike, off the field, to be honest with you, I'm happy with it. I think our coaches and our staff are doing a great job leading these young people. And, you know, I feel good about that. In terms of our kids just reaching out to the community and getting involved in the Treasure Valley, I mean, I think we reached the 4,000 hour mark this year, which is incredible for as many kids as we have and how much time they don't have to go do that. So off the field, you know, I'm really pleased with the department and where we've come so far this year.
You can tweet us, ask the AD, hashtag it, or get us off a commercial tire text at 424-9300. We'll get the question asked of Kurt Apsey, who's got a function there with the coaches club at Boise State coming up. So a lot of people getting together. And whenever that happens, Kurt, they always have questions about the program. And that usually centers around the coaches and whether they are coming or going. But, you know, we all see media reports from people that want to put coaches in certain places to be considered for other kinds of jobs. How do you view that in general? Do you go to the source? Do you let it go? Or do you never even worry about it?
Well, I always worry about it. I don't believe everything that I read, and I do go to the source. And so that's just my nature. I don't sit back and wait. I don't listen to a bunch of opinions out there. You know, what I can tell you about Coach Harsin is he is interested in being the head coach at Boise State, and that's where his focus is. He is, without a doubt, 100% focused on getting his staff and his team prepared for 2017, and it's a huge month for recruiting for us, and we're going to be getting ready for spring ball, and That guy is completely dialed in to making whatever adjustments he thinks he needs to make going into next year. And my conversations with Brian over the last 30 days have been very, very positive. And I don't, he is, in my opinion, not interested in the opportunity at Minnesota. He's interested in being a coach at Boise State.
So, Kurt, when it comes to that, you've got a relationship with him unlike anybody else. And I'm sure Dr. Custer the same way. I'm not saying you tiptoe in there, but I'm sure you don't want to walk in there on everything you read just to make sure and to find out.
Yeah.
How is that, approaching him about that? Does he want you to know him better that you wouldn't even have to ask him that? Or is he going to come to you one day? Or what can you tell us about that?
Well, I think it just depends on the situation and the opportunity. I mean, first of all, you know, if our head coach and if a head coach in any sport here is being rumored at another school, that's not a bad thing. That means that he or she is doing the right thing and we're doing the right thing here. So I don't have a problem with that. But, you know, I tiptoe a little bit, Jeff. I don't run in someone's office and just kind of grill them right away.
Sure.
And, you know, our coaches overall have been very open with me, and I appreciate that. I think honesty is certainly the best policy, at least when we're talking about potential opportunities out there for them. And when I feel the need or I think that something might be a little bit more serious, you know, I go straight to them, and we usually have a very open conversation, and so far that's worked out.
Kurt Apsi joining us, Boise State's athletic director, every Thursday at 5. Kurt, I said this. Brian Harsin's been here 13 years as a head coach. I think he's under contract for at least four more. And he's played here for 4 years. He's been here 17 years, going on 18 years involved with playing football or coaching football at Boise State. That at this point, if he left or he stayed or whatever, to me, he's a free agent. It'll never change about how he feels about this place. And I'm not saying he's done his time, but he's done his time. I mean, is that a long tenured guy there that we're talking about and that there is some sense to he's going to do what he does, per se?
Well, that's a long-winded question, Jeff. I'm not sure which part to answer there.
Bottom line to me is he's been here a long time, so his loyalty to me, that's never a question anymore.
Well, the other way you could look at that is this is a great place to be. I mean, think about me. It's similar to my situation. I've been here 17 years, and I had a chance to get away for a little bit, and I came back because the opportunity was great for me and my family. And on top of all that, I just have a passion for this place. It's a great place to work. It's a great city to live in. And we've been very, very successful here. And I know at the end of the day, for coaches in general, the one thing that they probably want more than anything is they want to be in a place where they know they can win. And if you look back at our history in football here, this is certainly a place where a coach can accomplish that. And I think Brian knows that. And, you know, you never want to say never. There's always going to be opportunities out there that might be better for him and his family. And that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. But the one good thing about Brian, he's very, very familiar with this place. He knows what it has to offer. He understands what the opportunities are here to be successful. And I think he's fired up to be the head coach here. And I'm excited for the future with him and confident that he's going to get this going in the direction that he wants to. And I'm going to support him as much as I can.
Kurt had a question, actually an email that came in to discuss with you about season ticket holders for 2017 as it relates to football and the moves being made to build out the east side of the stadium with more amenities and so forth and so on. You know, what's being done to add more value to the season ticket holder experience or to the fans of the football program as it relates to maybe the schedule or anything else? I don't know what he's ultimately getting at.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've looked at pricing for 2017 or kickoff times or whatever.
Yeah, we have. Pricing will come out at the end of this month. It's been a two-month, three-month conversation within our staff about how we're going to go about this to try to meet the challenges that we have. I think we're going to have some nice incentives for season ticket holders. Our plan is to, like I said, to get that out at the end of this month. We're still kind of working out some tweaks here and there, but we're going to try and make this, you know, a ticket that's worth buying. And it can't all the time be about everything that goes on the field, or whether or not the game's at 8:20. We want to make it a great experience for our fans, and I think we've got some good things upcoming that I think people will be excited about, and hopefully we can get that out here in the next 2 or 3 weeks.
I know you get tired of the time question, but
yeah.
is there anything that can be done going into the off season, or do we just have to accept that, you know, that next year they're going to be playing night games on Thursday, Friday, Saturday on ESPN?
Well, we voiced our opinion, Mike. I think I've told you guys that many, many times, and all of our fans, and we have had more conversation about that within our conference. And so I'm hopeful that some of those games won't be at that 8:21 clip like they have been, and I'm hopeful that, you know, we won't get a lot of Thursday night games. I can't promise no Fridays. I think that's going to happen. That's just the way that, you know, it kind of comes down. But, you know, this year we did have two games at 7 o'clock, and I'm hopeful that we can at least get something like that and maybe even more. And, you know, time will tell, but we'll continue to have those conversations. And, you know, I'm hopeful that we can get some of those game times changed for our fans.
Kurt, I know you got to get with the Coaches Club. Thank you so much for joining us here on Sports Radio The Ticket. Always enjoy it.
All right, guys. Appreciate it. Thank you.